Russ, you got a character for me this week?
I do have a new character here, and it's I don't really have a character this week, but I do have another special guest.
Yeah, another visitor. I mean, last week was pretty eventful.
Yeah, Chucky flashpointed everything. I have a robot arm now, as you can see.
Yeah, instead of your robot dick.
Yeah, instead of my robot dick. Alan, cool eye patch, by the way.
Yeah, cool. It's Razor.
It's a Razor eye patch?
Yes.
Is it just optical enhancer, or did you actually lose an eye?
No, it's an optical. It's like MGS4, old Snake kind of thing.
Oh, it's like the naked eye.
No, solid eye.
It was the solid eye. It was not the naked eye.
You fool.
I don't know. I was thinking about MGS3 the other day. Anyway.
But yeah, I always do that.
A portal appeared in my kitchen while I was making a smoothie.
Oh, is this our Rick and Morty portal?
It was Rick and Morty-esque.
Uh-huh.
A fart came out of it. And I was...
well, that's not too unusual for your kitchen, Russ.
And I was pouring a bunch of Szechuan sauce into a blender and blending it with a scoop of ice cream. That's what a smoothie is to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we in the biz call an oriental smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Delicious.
I forgot the name of that. What's the Panda restaurant?
Panda Express.
Panda Express. When I go to Panda Express, I bring my own scoop of ice cream and I ask them to blend it up with the orange chicken sauce and just coat the chicken in that.
If you want a life hack, if you want like a jasmine tea milkshake, just go to McDonald's, order a vanilla milkshake and a couple packets of sweet sour sauce and pour that right in there, and it tastes exactly the same.
Sometimes when I'm in the mood for boba, I get that milkshake, I put in the sweet and sour sauce, and then I put the chicken nuggets in there. It's a nice chewy treat.
It is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, introducing Super Saiyan Doug.
Oh, whoa. I'm seeing Doug, but he has big spiky yellow hair.
Hey, Alan. It's
hey,
me,
Doug.
So, Super Saiyan Doug.
Huh. You know, this makes sense, I guess, because as we all know, the voice of Goku was the voice of Doug in the Japanese Doug dub. So I guess when you got flashpointed, you got turned into a Super Saiyan.
It's actually very bad because Chucky destroyed the tapes, making that dub lost to eternity.
Oh, no. Whoa. I also heard that that Chucky fused with Disney Doug, a.k.a. Doug Black, and he's become Fused Chucky.
It's very dark, yes.
He's
siphoning. He stole the power of Disney from the Silver Skeeter, who at the time has been possessed by it, and has created the ultimate being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Bio Chucky.
And all I can do, I want to go fight him, but I'm worried that might. I'm going to tell you something, Alan, I'm not proud of.
Uh huh.
I'm wearing weighted ankle. What do you call them again?
Ankle weights?
Ankle weights and hand weights in my armbands, but I'm afraid my wrists are going to look too skinny if I take them off.
Well, you see, that's really weird, because I figured that you, being Doug, would have jerked off enough to have really buff wrists.
I can't finish.
Why not?
Because I only do it in a mirror.
That's, okay, that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting to involve Patty Mayonnaise, but okay.
No, I'm always thinking of Patty Mayonnaise.
Is that like what you see when you look in the mirror? Like you see her behind you or something?
I grab a jar of mayonnaise and I pray every day I can revive her with Shenron.
So wait, instead of, so I know in the Dragon Ball normal universe, you have to collect the seven Dragon Balls. What do you have to collect to bring back, to make a wish in your universe, Doug?
Oh my gosh, I'm glad you asked. You have to collect the five bluff balls.
Oh, wow. How many do you have?
I have 4 bluff balls.
Now, have you considered asking Dr. Dink to make, like, a spaceship for you, or to, like,
yeah, go... but right now I have to fight King Roger Low, like Piccolo from your cartoon.
Oh, wow, okay.
Your Earth cartoon. Because he's a horrible green man who keeps spitting out eggs.
That is, you know what? That is true. He does kind of remind me of a demon king, of sorts.
He is a bit of a demon king.
Yeah, yeah. Does he have a special beam cannon, or...?
He does have a special beam cannon. And he's always pointing it at me. Oh, man, I wish I could stop him with my... I wish I could become Super Saiyan.
Well, so... Are you a Saiyan, or... So Saiyans still exist in your universe. You had, like, a monkey tail when you were a kid.
I had a monkey tail, but I was too afraid to show it to people because I didn't want to get made fun of.
But your dad did chop it off or something, or...?
I killed my dad.
Oh, because you turned into a big monkey?
We lived on the mountain together.
Oh, but a big monkey killed your dad.
And I stepped on him. Yeah, it's very sad. And then my sister Judith came.
Judith
stole my child.
Damn! Wait,
I
pork chop
in this universe? Yeah, he stole pork chop.
Wait, so who are you? Wait, are you married to Patty Mayonnaise? Before
man,
she died.
I am. Before she died.
Oh wow!
This is the Vegeta Black. I meant the Goku Black thing.
Wait! You mean that's Disney Doug? That's Doug Black.
That's Doug Black.
Yes.
Disney's Doug Black.
Yeah, and he fused with Chucky, and they became fused Chucky.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
I'm really worried about his funny rosé.
Do you want to see my special move?
Yeah, what is it?
It's the Kamehameha honk honk wave.
Okay, yeah, sure. Hit me with it.
Kamehame! Honk honk! Wave!
Oh, wow. Whoa.
It's pretty
that
cool.
That knocked me at least, like, 1 foot backwards. I think that's pretty good.
I got it from Master Dingshi.
Okay. Okay. Is he wearing a big turtle
neighbor.
Shell on his back? Or?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Okay. Wait, who's Mrs. Dink in this universe? The pig?
Mrs. Dink...
Oolong the pig?
Oolong the pig, which I feel bad because I watched some of the actual Doug cartoon. She was a strong woman and it feels weird to compare her to a pig, but that's how it happened.
I don't want to know who Mr. Popo is in this universe.
Hey, do you want to try some, what are the name of those beans again?
Senzu beans? Yeah, Senzu beets?
They're known as Senzu beets here. Would you like to try one?
Yeah, I could use one after I got hit with
Alan,
your shitty
I'm going to punch you as hard as possible so that you're injured to all hell.
Okay, go ahead and try.
Let me try. Kamehame! Honk honk! Wave!
Okay. I don't know why you're adding the wave after that, but okay.
Doesn't he always say that in the show?
Wait, have you seen Dragon Ball?
Have you seen this? Solar flare.
okay. Yeah, I mean, that is a thing. Do you have, like, a Big Bang attack to do at me or something?
I don't have a Big Bang attack.
I guess we might have to... We might have to get Skeet Jita in here.
Skeet Jita. My greatest rival / best friend?
Yes.
God.
It's really fucked up that he wound up marrying... BB?
Yeah, the richest girl in town.
Yes.
And a genius inventor.
Yes. That tracks, okay. And I guess, like, the nematodes are, like, dinosaurs? I don't know how this works.
Yeah. No, it all makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, do you hear my theme song playing?
Do I want to?
Think chala, think chala. Banging on a trash can now.
Okay.
Instead of think big, it's think chala.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
God. Anyway, I gotta fight Garlic Jr. now.
Wait. Just Garlic. He's not a.
It's
like a
just
Nicktoon
Garlic Jr.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. Real quick before you leave. I've got one quick question.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with, do you have like a Saiyan name? Is it like Duggarot or like, or is it Funyun or something?
Well, okay. So Skeeter's is Vegeta.
Yeah. Yeah. Vegeta. Vegeta.
Mine would be,
I mean, I'm sure he calls you by it all the time.
Yeah.
It would probably be a pun off of some sort of food stuff.
Yeah,
which is why I thought, which is why I thought it would be Funyun, if anything.
Probably Honkarot.
Honkarot?
Honkarot.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll go with that.
Well, he already had Beat.
It's true, he did already have Beat.
Alan, do I have to do the Honk move wave again on you?
You might have to. I don't think I'm getting it.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a text message from Ox King.
Oh, okay, just the normal Ox King?
What was Patty Mayonnaise's dad again?
The guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, he was in the wheelchair.
I don't know what his name was.
God, what was his name? Gerald Mayonnaise?
Yeah, let's go with that.
It's Gerald Ox King now.
Ox King.
Anyway, okay. I gotta get the bluff balls.
You mean the dragon beats?
The dragon beats.
Or wait, no, they were bluff balls. The beats were the senzu beans. Man, I'm having to write all this down. This is really tough.
It's very complicated.
But wait, which one is Mr. Popo?
Oh, God. We don't talk about Mr. Popo.
Does he actually exist in your universe?
He does. He's exactly the same.
Oh, no.
He's also the mayor.
Oh, no.
Bluffington.
It's Popotin.
Popotown.
Oh, no. That's
and
pretty bad.
And it's hell here. Luckily, he's blue in this version.
Okay, well, that's no different than Skeeter. So, like, I guess I can't really complain.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best in your fight against Fused Chucky. Are you supposed to pronounce the last syllable of Fused Chucky? I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish I paid more attention to Dragon Ball Fighters. But anyway. I wish you the best. I guess you've got to. You came through a portal. Can you go back, or you have to? What do you have to do?
I have to do this. I'm having a fantasy now. He's just standing there.
He's just standing there. What's he doing? Is he doing? Is he moving?
He's probably thinking about like.
Oh, becoming like a quail man or something.
Yeah, quail man or like.
It's very fucked up that, like, he, even in this universe where he's a Super Saiyan, he still fantasizes about being Quail Man.
I bet he's probably, like, thinking about, like, somebody calling him stupid looking or saying his gi is ugly or something.
Yeah, like normal Doug stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, is he still just standing there? Just spacing out? Here. Just okay. Well, I guess we'll just keep recording while he's just kind of daydreaming over in the corner.
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna... Yeah. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Russ, I'm real into fighting games now.
Oh, you're part of FGC?
I'm part of the FGC. I watched EVO and was inspired by Sonic Fox. Hey, you know what?
Oh, okay.
That name reminds me of something.
Hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, my God.
Mm. Anyway.
It's so funny. Everybody was getting into EVO, and I was watching Heave-Ho at the time.
What's Heave-Ho? Is it just where two men just kind of push each other on stage?
It's a huge competition week. It's a miniature railway races.
Oh, okay.
And it's all about getting the it's hosted by Mandy Patinkin. Patinkin, excuse me. Internationally renowned enthusiast of model trains.
Uh-huh.
And it takes place like across the street from EVO.
Uh-huh.
And it's just about trying to get, you know, getting the right amount of lacquer and on those model trains and like
maximizing
the efficiency. Yeah, model trains.
Okay. You know what's weird? You told me about this, and I caught the recap on Twitch later. It sounds like the guy who won that was also wearing a fursuit.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That was Foxy Sonic.
Foxy Sonic. He's like a color. He's like a palette swapped version of Sonic Fox.
One would say they might be the same person.
Maybe it's like a Doug Black situation.
They could be alternate universes.
Perhaps.
I may have stumbled into the Black Lodge by accident while I was there, so I don't know.
Do you think there's a version of Twin Peaks, like Universe 6 or whatever the fuck, where like Bob fuse? Well, you know what? Bob fusing with Cooper is kind of like a Goku Black situation, right?
It's true.
Or like a fused Zamasu situation. Kind of. Huh.
There's even time travel involved with that, so yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know, I would really... You know... there's that one part at the beginning of Dragon Ball Super where he's having that dream, where Beerus is having that dream about Goku or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And he does turn and say, "Wiz, I had the Monica Bellucci dream again."
We are like the dreamer who lives inside the dream.
It's true. It's true. And Goku did get hit on the head and forgot his memory and became a farmer.
That's true. Called
Son Dougie.
Son Dougie.
Yes. Oh boy,
Goku would love coffee.
Oh god, Goku loves food. I don't know if he's ever had coffee because he probably doesn't need it.
That's true.
Yeah, he just eats a senzu bean and he's just all awake and not tired.
A senzu beet or a senzu bean?
He eats the beans.
God, I love beans.
You know what's fucked up is that there was that time that Goku got beat up. And it was eating a senzu bean, and then Piccolo said, "This Saiyan's eating beans."
This Saiyan's eating beans.
Oh man, God, I gotta watch out when I go to see the Dragon Ball movie in the theaters.
Yeah, eating a big old bag of senzu beans. Do you think senzu beans taste good? Have they ever talked about that?
I feel like they look like lima beans, so like I feel like probably not. But they always kind of like crunch into them too, so I feel like maybe like wasabi peas or something.
Anyway,
I don't know.
But yeah, you got really into Evo. I got really into Heave Ho, the model train competition.
Why do they call it Heave Ho? They're not like pushing these little model trains.
They're
not very heavy.
No, I just think back when they were doing this with real trains, there was a lot more heave.
Oh, they scaled down.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. It's very strange that they were pushing the trains by hand though. But whatever, I'm not going to judge him. Russ, what? Let's see, Super Saiyan Doug. I got a fight stick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's the power pole, but...
Are you playing Kasumi Warrior with this bad boy?
Who's Kasumi again?
It's a bad fighting game.
Oh, no.
What about Tattoo Assassins?
No, I did, whenever I bought it, duct tape to the outside was a thumb drive that had Melty Blood on it. And I did put it into my computer and it instantly installed. And also it got installed onto every single piece of electronics I have because apparently it can run on anything. Very strange. Melty Blood.
Sure.
That's how Melty Blood works. It's kind of like, it's basically the creepypasta equivalent of a fighting game. It's like MeltyBlood.exe.
It's like the old Microsoft pinball game. What am I thinking of? Kasumi Warrior? Because can't seem to find it.
Russ, what podcast is this?
This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. And welcome to the show, Alan.
Was that the longest we've gone before dropping the title?
Maybe.
Maybe.
That could be the case.
It felt like it.
It felt like it.
Oh, man. It felt like an eternity.
Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally. Alan...
Yeah. So yeah, I did get that. I got the Razor fight stick. And I've already started modding it out. And by modding it out, I mean that a bunch of tendrils came out of it and went into my
integrated
veins.
Integrated into your yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Integrated into your body.
Yeah. So now the buttons are just on my lap, essentially.
Yeah.
And the fight stick became a dick. Very weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alan, you look more like Tetsuo the Iron Man every day.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I'm really trying to avoid the big metal drill parts. but it is true. I am kind of looking like Tetsuo the Iron Man, but if he was like glowing green in a lot of ways, or spectrum cycling, of course.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up is the one peripheral I have that isn't Razer branded is my SwiftPoint Z Bacalar mouse. And I can sometimes I find it like thrown across the room. Like it feels like the other peripherals are like, ganging up on it.
It's a Brave Little Toaster situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like, didn't the air conditioner die in that movie?
The air conditioner committed suicide.
Yeah.
No joke. It gave in.
My mouse pad did that because it didn't want to be in contact with the mouse that's not a Razer product.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Very
that's
fucked
brutal.
Up.
Brutal.
Yeah, and also Don Bluth has just been sitting in the corner taking notes.
Which is weird because he did not make that movie.
He didn't?
He did not.
Well, he really wishes he did.
Yeah. I mean, Alan, you do have a series of talking mice that live in your house, though, so...
That is true, that is true. And they were always singing about, like, the moon and shit like that.
There's a talking owl who shows up occasionally.
Oof.
And you did steal that penguin's pebble, by the way.
Well, yeah, but that's because it was so smooth.
It's so funny. Don Bluth is, like, always hanging at your place, and you basically let him do it.
I mean, basically. I mean, he does clean up all the animal shit. From all these, like, talking rodents and birds and penguins and stuff that are just kind of, like, frolicking about. So,
yeah.
He at least, you know, pulls his own weight around here.
So, me, personally, the only time he ever follows me around is when I was in Central Park. And he's like, I'm no fucking troll!
Damn.
It's just his presence there. And he swore that he was just hanging out. I was like, you motherfucker, I see your sketch pad out.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're drawing a fucked up combination of me and Dom DeLuise.
Wait, was Dom DeLuise the troll?
Yeah, of course he was. It was a Don Bluth movie.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, I've never seen that. I thought he was, like, physically based on Dom DeLuise. Like, he kind of looks
kinda,
like him.
He kind of looks like Dom DeLuise.
I mean, all trolls kind of look like Dom DeLuise.
A combination of me and Dom DeLuise.
Damn.
That was apparently my favorite movie as a small child, was Troll in Central Park.
Oh, by the way, the combination of you and Dom DeLuise is Sub DeLuise. Bitch.
You got me there.
Owen.
Actually, that's a good Twitter name, by the way.
It is pretty good, actually. Yeah, I'm going to change that to my NSFW account.
You know what's getting more popular each and every day?
What?
Dom DeLuise? Don Bluth features. People are talking about him. People are laughing about him.
There's usually at least... See, okay, I don't know. I know he's the horny, kind of like horny 90s, late 80s, like cartoon
well,
man.
You say that, but like every other animator then was the horny one, so...
Fair. Pete's Dragon. There was... Oh, Secret of Nim, of course.
Yeah, Secret of Nim. Pete's Dragon was a Disney production.
The Land Before Time, of course, for the fucking tree stars that we all love.
Yeah, which, horny for that shit.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. Somebody wanted to fuck those dogs.
Hey, it's me. The dog you want to have sex with, voiced by Burt Reynolds.
Oh, fuck. Bartok the Magnificent? I hate this fucking bat. Ugh. He disgusts me.
Hey, what do you think of his purple girlfriend?
Oh, wait. Hold on, he had a purple girlfriend? I'm seeing a pink
snake.
It looks
like a weird snake. What is that snake?
It looks like Taya, but like... Well, she has weird hair. God, that's what happens if she... In the alt universe where she got like recruited to the reptile tribe. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of which, Temple Talk, baby. We watched two episodes of Lucha Underground to catch up this week. And man, oh man, a lot happened.
So much.
I guess the thing that was most surprising is that the Reptile Tribe versus Worldwide Underground beef is really the main kind of story thrust right now. And it culminated in Johnny Mundo and Taya doing like a shitty Indiana Jones parody and sneaking into the Reptile Tribe temple, which I think is in the desert somewhere. And then
yes.
And then chopping off Vibra's head with a big sword.
Cold-blooded murder. Literally
yes,
cold-blooded.
Yes. Also, his blood was green. He had monster blood for some reason.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It looked like fucking Gak. Like, what the fuck was going on there?
What if Nickelodeon Gak actually was made out of monster blood?
That would not surprise me at all. Have you ever tried to eat it?
Maybe
Gak.
I should. No.
What about Phloem?
I never ate any Phloem.
Phloem has that... Okay, did you ever buy Phloem?
I won it once at Chuck E. Cheese.
It had that weird smell to it, right?
Yes.
It had like that... Okay, folks, this is going to be a little blue. It had that fucking stank pussy smell. Like, that's exactly what it smelled like. And it was,
you know, we all know, if anybody here knows, it'd be me.
Oh, yes, of course, Russ. Yes, of course. Well, Russ, I mean, that is kind of, I hate to mean that, but that is sort of the smell that you have. I said almost a noise because it is very loud. The smell, yes, that's just kind of exuding from all your pores at all given time. It's the phloem / stank pussy smell.
I'm always.
Hey, sound off in the comments if you know exactly what I'm talking about with phloem. if you buy some phloem now,
smash
it's going to definitely
subscribe
smell
button on our YouTube channel too.
Hey, like, comment, and subscribe if you know that phloem smells like stank pussy.
Only 90s kids will remember.
Yes, only
pussy.
90s kids who have a very strong scent memory, because you did not find that out until like a decade later. Oh boy, what a world. I pray that nobody else finds out that phloem smells like that. Man.
You don't even want to know what flubber smells like.
Ugh, what smells like Robin Williams cum.
As we all know, that's what it was made out of.
It is true. Remember how he married his fucking computer? Remember how that happened? Oh, no, wait. He didn't marry the computer.
It died.
It died and then came back to life.
No,
had a kid.
He made a new one. Yeah, he made a child version of it.
That's
she sacrificed
up
her life in vain. It's very Nier Automata.
It is very fucked up because the computer clearly loved him.
Yes.
And was not happy about him. I mean, I guess it was like, I'll die to save you, so you'll be happy.
It's kind of like the prequel to Her.
Yeah, it is like Her, or it is very Blade Runner 2049. Especially, yes, the part where he makes a woman out of flubber to fuck, and then has the computer project a hologram on it. Remember that when that happened?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a big, giant hologram lady computer. Oh, boy.
Hey, Joe. You look like a Joe.
Did Robin Williams ever fuck in a movie?
Didn't he? He fucked in Toys.
Did he?
No, yeah, that's a famous part of Toys. I've never seen Toys. But
is it just like, because I just want to know how like wacky it is. It's like, oh. Like, is he just like doing that, making his, like, doing his one racist, like, black guy voice that he did on every single talk show from, like, 1999 to, like, 2012.
I tried to Google Toys sex scene, and it's not at work like I expected.
Yeah, you're going to find something else there. But anyway, Pentagon fought. There was going to be a duos match between Cage, Pentagon, and then two partners of their choice. Cage chose King Cuerno, which is a good choice because he is the smartest man in wrestling.
Yeah.
As we've all known.
His brain is huge.
Yeah, he is. He's a lot like Megamind or Sheen in that one episode of Jimmy Neutron where his brain becomes,
yes,
huge. I think about that episode a lot, mainly because, like, why couldn't he make his head not huge? If he was smarter than Jimmy. Also, if he was smarter than Jimmy, how do they beat him again? Doesn't make much sense.
No.
No, he had psychic power. Maybe it was just a psychic powers and he wasn't really that smart.
Hey, I saw Akira. That shit really helps.
It does, yeah. It was very weird when Sheen kind of exploded into like a big like wave of flesh.
Yeah.
That was very Jimmy.
God, it was so brutal when he crushed Libby.
Yeah, that was fucked up. And then there was Carl, one of the shriveled old green Carl.
Bart Kira's already a thing. We can't make Jimmy Kira a thing, too.
I mean, we can.
I guess we can.
Oh, man.
We have to find another classic anime to mash up with it.
fucking Jim of the North Star.
Jim of the North Star. You're already dead.
Hold on. Who is... Okay, let's think about this real quick. It would have to be Detective Conan, right?
It could be Future Boy Conan.
Wait, is there... What the fuck is Future Boy Conan?
That was, like, fucking Miyazaki's first thing.
What the fuck? Is he, like, in the future? Is it, like, when Sherlock Holmes
no,
got
he's
frozen
like,
and...
He's like a... Yeah, if you look at it, he's like a fucking...
Like a cyborg?
No,
like
he's not a cyborg. He's like a Conan the Barbarian little kid who goes, and I think he helps a future lady who has a spaceship.
What the
fuck?
And
he's like... Yeah, come on. Anyway. Future Boy Neutron.
Future
Funny
Boy Neutron.
Funny joke. You can laugh at that all day long if you want to.
Well, I see the Conan thing would be funny because he does have the brain of the mind of an adult, the body of a child.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about Bella Cindy of Sadness? No.
I thought you were going to say Belle and the Bulldogs, the cuckold show.
No, Belladonna of Sadness. That was the weird anime porn cartoon of the 1960s.
True. What about Mad Jim 34? Or whatever the fuck.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. What was the what was that movie that we watched that had Tone Man, E and Tone Man?
I City,
yes.
Tone Man J.
Tone Man J. Those guys fucking own.
the fucking Tone Man F and J.
I think about those guys a lot. Oh,
they're
man.
So good.
God, we should like cosplay as them at Anime Expo. Nobody would understand what we were supposed to be.
What if instead of a Doug Funny, it was Bow Funny?
Oh, wow. Bow Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is Skeeter like the Native American guy?
Yeah, he was with the magic powers.
With the magic...
Porkchop magic... was the dog that dies at the beginning. He explodes.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you all for OVA chat tonight.
And of course, there's Gorgeous Patty.
Gorgeous Patty.
Or wasn't that Gorgeous Irene was the other... Yes. The other... fucking Iraqi manga. Anyway, so Pentagon fought against Cage and King Queerno. He refused to have a partner. He got beat by both of them, but it was kind of like, it was basically a Vegeta move where, like, yeah, you lost, but it was probably the most badass thing you could ever do. You know what I mean? Next episode, Paul London let Malasuerte get sacrificed in a fight that had, I don't think they've ever had cartoon noises before, but this was filled with a bunch of, like, cartoon slapstick noises. It sounded like a fucking, like a Don Bluth cartoon. It was very strange.
I wouldn't go that far. More like a Hanna-Barbera.
It was very Hanna-Barbera. Partly because fucking Dick Dastardly was there.
Yeah, that's true.
There was Muttley. There's Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy.
Yeah. Are you an Augie Doggy fan or a Doggy Daddy fan?
That's asking if you're top or bottom.
Yeah. Do you like the daddy or you like the doggy? That's a big question.
That is the big question. So, well, which one would you rather be and which one do you prefer? That's the big question. Speaking of which, Jack Evans, his whole new character, I guess, is just being the biggest homophobe.
Yes.
Like, that's his whole thing before was like, I hate snakes, which, okay, fine. He's like, I hate snakes, but I like dragon, or I kill dragons, was his original thing. Because he was supposed to be, like, the Dragon Slayer guy. Also, Vampiro said that he invented wrestling, I think, in this episode.
Yes.
Or, I don't know what that was about.
Not a single person had ever done a backflip before him.
Yeah, nobody else had ever flipped. Nobody else had actually even hit each other. He was the one who introduced violence to us. It was very much an invention of lying.
Yeah. My favorite movie of all time.
Yes, you're always telling me to watch that.
You have to check it out. Yes. Ricky Gervais really puts it to the freaking fake people.
The fucked up thing is there was that Jack Evans did come out into the ring holding kind of like a mic stand, kind of like he was like crucified, and he did have the word Lucha written on his chest in red paint. But anyway, Jack Evans and Joey Ryan teamed up against Exolicious and Evilise. Joey Ryan was not homophobic. In fact, he got, like, butt slammed by Exolicious a million times, and he was just, like, licking his lips, like, huh, maybe I like this now.
Honey, I like any honey I can get.
Yeah, I guess Joey Ryan's gay now? I don't know.
I think Joey Ryan is just a sexual being.
That's true. He's, like, pans. He's, like, he's very Pan's Labyrinth. He's very pansexual. He's a lot like, remember how in Solo Donald Glover said he was going to play Lando Calrissian as pansexual, but that never really amounted to anything.
It never really happened.
No, they just talked about crystals or whatever the fuck, and then Therm Scissorpuns was there. But they wound up losing because, like, Joey Ryan choked Exolicious out in a submission hold until he passed out. He did not submit, but, like, I guess they're just kind of building this up that Exolicious is going to, like, beat him up and then kiss him on the cheek or something. And he's going to go, oh, you got me.
Oh.
Yeah, very Bugs Bunny-esque, I'm guessing. Then in the main event, there was, it is the Worldwide Underground versus the Reptile Tribe. The stakes of this Atomicos match is
the stakes or the snakes?
The snakes of this Atomicos match is that if the Reptile Tribe wins, Johnny Mundo has to join them. And if Johnny Mundo wins, then he gets one wish from from Cobra Moon, because she has the power to grant wishes, much like Shenron. Maybe, I mean, he's a dragon, so.
It's true.
I mean, anyway, and to replace Vibra, since he was, you know, decapitated in the previous episode, they brought back somebody from the dead with venom.
Yeah, of course.
Jeremiah Snake.
God damn.
Yeah, we like, it's really amazing how Lucha Underground can immediately take somebody that we fucking hated and make him somebody that we love just by changing his last name. He's Jeremiah Snake now.
He is Jeremiah Snake now. He always will be.
He doesn't talk anymore. He makes kind of scary faces, but he's just kind of going with like a zombie snake man kind of thing, which right, I think works right. A lot better than what he was doing before, which is like horny Nick Robinson guy, but dead, I think was his character before.
Right. Nice guy.
Yeah,
nice
yeah, yeah.
Goth guy. Guy who won't wear a Hot Topic too much.
Why won't this dead god lady go out with me? Why is she always going with this Chad Milmuertes? He's fucking gangweed, fucking incel, fucking Jeremiah Crane. But now he's Jeremiah Snake, and now he's cool. Anyway, the Worldwide Underground somehow wound up winning. They used the wish. Oh, because the Worldwide Underground had, because Ricky Mundo was not involved, because they don't like him anymore, and he's very creepy with this creepy doll. And Jack Evans refuses to wrestle because he's a homophobe and also afraid of snakes. So they let Aerostar join their team. He does not like the Worldwide Underground, it seems like, although he was wearing a bandana. He wore the bandana, just like, I'll do it. But he's just in there to free Drago, which is what Johnny did with his wish.
Wow.
He freed Drago, which Taya was not happy about, and was just ugly crying and screaming in the ring.
God, it was intense.
Yes, but then PJ Black, aka Zamasu in PJ's body, he pulled out a ring out of his pants, and Johnny proposed to Taya, and she accepted, and then they played wedding music. So I guess we're getting a wrestling wedding now.
True.
The thing is that, like, they keep building up the Worldwide Underground as heels, I think. Like, I don't think we're supposed to like them. But now they're getting married, and I don't know how that's going to turn out.
People love monogamy. That's, like, huge to a lot of people, so.
Well, you know, that is true. That is true, I guess.
Hey, don't ask me. They just, people love the freaking monogamy stuff, right?
I can't disagree with you there, Russ. I get, people do love that monogamy. That's the fucked up thing, is that Drago, Aerostar, and Phoenix were all in a poly triad. And now they're reunited. Now that they got Drago back. So
it's kind of
see what happens. They were all one big polycule.
Polycule.
Yes. Speaking of animals, robins, birds, robin's millet.
Robin's millet. Speaking of snakes.
Yes.
Birds eat snakes.
Snakes don't live in Ireland.
Millet. There are no snakes in Ireland. That's true.
Which is why I can never go there. You know what's very fucked up is that after MGS4, when Big Boss says the world would be better off without snakes, Ireland took that very seriously, and that's why St. Patrick took all the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah, that happened about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, because they just now, the Peggy version of MGS4 just now got over there because of like licensing issues and stuff with like some of the songs.
Right, of course.
Yes, so yeah, that they just now finally played MGS4, and it took them a while to do it because it's a long game. But they did that, and then they chased out all the snakes.
Okay. Should I start this?
Yes. We've already spoken about Robin for like a minute now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Robin has returned from America.
Not a fan.
No, she said everybody was ugly and a gamer, but I did have to point out that she was at EVO, or not EVO, she was at the Overwatch tournament, which would explain why that was the case.
God, why is everybody here at Disneyland wearing these fucking ears? They're not rats.
God, she did get interviewed by, like, the Overwatch website or something and refused to link us. Like, she got interviewed by, like, 2 or 3 different, like, journalists about, like, I guess just being an Overwatch fan or something.
Uh-huh.
And what torture that is in 2018. Yeah. Just especially as a Mercy main, I guess.
She might be getting a new cat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she posted about it this afternoon.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She asked me, I don't know, I think she implied that if she does name it Genji, I need to come over there and take it from her.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think...
damn. That's true. It's brutal. It's true. Tough.
Russ, can you afford to adopt a cat?
I could afford it. I mean, cats aren't that horribly expensive.
But you're gonna have to buy twice the amount of tuna cans that you normally buy, and that's usually what all you eat.
I eat at least 3 or 4 cans of tuna every day, so doubling that will
Neil Breen style, and that you just kind of dig it out with your hands while in your car.
Sometimes I do that. I'm developing my vampire technique where I just bite right into it and
suck the juice out.
You know, slurp the juice out. Because I love that deep brine flavor.
Ooh, it is that umami flavor.
I love, oh, mommy.
You know, sometimes a recipe calls for putting some fish sauce in there, like in a curry or something, to add a little bit of umami flavor. Just get some of that juice from a tuna can. Put it in there. It'll do the same thing. It's basically fish sauce.
You know what'll save you a bunch of cash?
What?
Instead of buying these expensive coffee drinks, just go to the fucking, would you call it ethnic food section? I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and pick yourself up a thing of clam juice and just sip on that bad boy.
You know, I've got some K-cups for my Keurig machine, but they're just clam juice. It's got dehydrated clam in there, and you know, just runs the hot water through it. It makes a nice clam broth.
That's what they used to call me in high school, dehydrated clam.
Dehydrated clam? Man, that's pretty good. Remember that one show on Comedy Central that was like, it was in the Bush era, and there was all those like political...
Little Bush?
No, it was like there were superheroes. Do you remember? There was one called the Bearded Clam, and she was like a... It was supposed to be like a vagina joke.
Super Freaks?
Yeah, Super Freaks. There was like a Log Cabin Republican or something.
Hey, David Cross and H. John Benjamin.
Man, that show sucked.
It was not good.
It was not good.
What was it?
It was no Ugly Americans. Let's get that straight.
Oh, yeah. You're a huge Ugly American fan. And that fight and that brawler game that came out for that?
Wait, they did. They had one of those?
Yeah, it was bad. No. Let me know your favorite show of all time. Drawn Together. So funny.
Yes. Yes. Remember the guy that's like SpongeBob, but he says bad words.
Oh, remember it's the Disney princess, but she's racist.
Yes. What a stretch.
I know, right?
Ooh, I, she's in that picture with all the other princesses. This is everything.
Oh my god. God, there were so many my favorite Disney princesses that did not make it in there, though.
Oh, which ones?
Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, go on.
Gidget
from Rescue Rangers.
Gidget from Rescue Rangers.
Uh-huh.
The robots from Batteries Not Included.
Yes, yes. Mrs. Blight from the Captain Planet.
The woman Skeksis.
Yes, aren't all Skeksis women?
If you're a feminist, maybe.
Yes, okay.
I'm writing a piece about this right now as we speak, actually.
All
the Skeksis are women.
It is true. Yas, Skeksis.
Yas, Skeksis.
Yes.
Skeksis.
Skeksis. Skeksis pantsuit anthem. That's why Hillary lost. God damn it, Lena Dunham. Oh boy. Hey, you know what's unlike Hillary, you know what's always a winner? Domino's Pizza, baby.
Very.
Yes.
Very smooth transition.
Yes. Well, she lost the election that one time. Remember that? And now we live in hell. Now we live in Ugly Americans hell. And everybody's just kind of a weird, shittily drawn. Not shitty, but it's like stylistically, like just disgusting looking.
We all look flash animation-y.
Yeah, like, and the show's like pretty okay, but like, you know.
It's like we're on this weird bridge between like flash animation's okay, but like it still looks a little Johnny Test-ish.
It's very early season Cyber Chase. Mid-series Cyber Chase.
Yo, the epic part. Oh my gosh.
Yes, 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 yes. When they almost fixed Motherboard, but then they didn't.
When Reboot showed up.
When Lloyd in Space appeared.
When Bob showed up. It's Bob and...
Wait, from Twin Cypher. Peaks or The Builder or...
No, from...
Wait, which Bob?
Bob from fucking Reboot.
Oh, I never watched Reboot.
We should watch some Reboot.
There's
hey,
a green guy that everybody
duck.
Wants to fuck, right? That's like basically Cyber Chase already.
Yeah, yeah. There is a
everybody
sexy
wants
lady.
To fuck the hacker. He's voiced by Christopher Lloyd. He's the original Lloyd
Matrix.
In space. Think about it. He's the Lloyd in cyberspace.
Oh my god, it's true.
Yeah. Russ, I went to CC's Pizza. Or rather, I got takeout from CC's Pizza. You can do that, by the way. You can just order whole pizzas from CC's Pizza. I know it's like pizza buffet, but you can just order whole pizzas from them. And the thing is, the pizzas are like $6 or something.
Nice.
It's like wildly cheap. Because it's not the best, but they're pretty okay. I feel like CC's is always kind of shooting for like a 2.75 to 3 stars kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of the classics. Got a Supreme. One thing they always have on the buffet there is, and it's just on their menu, is like a pepperoni with jalapenos. I'll fuck with that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wish it was some other pepper because I do like it being spicy, but my one gripe with jalapenos is that they're very sour. They're like pickles, and I don't fuck with that.
Most of the time, the ones you get at restaurants are pickled. I think
yeah,
a fresh
that's
one's
the issue.
A little better.
Yeah, if it's diced up fresh jalapeno, that's fine. But the pickled ones are like it's too sour. Just give me the pepper. So I had that. The cheese bread, which is always fantastic. That's probably the best thing you can get there is their cheese bread. Very fucked up. That's how that is.
When they ditch all that like sauce and top and shit, that's when they know.
Well, they really get that cheese. I feel like that's probably that's sadly the case with most pizza places is that the cheese bread is probably the best thing they do. You know? I guess maybe because it's easier. I don't know. But so I got that. They had a slightly different thing. They had a thin crust kind of like artisan style, but it was like chicken parm. It was a bit weird. It had a slightly different, like more marinara-y sauce, I guess.
Do you ever think about like the first, if anybody wants to do like the dish, like the artisan pizza, they dip their toe in like white sauce.
Yes, yes.
It's like, we don't know if we can do anything besides red sauce, so we'll just cover the shit in butter.
Wait, which one is that?
Like, just whatever fucking, what is the, what is it called again? What is the sauce called again?
What sauce are you talking about?
The whites, like the generic white sauce that you get, like, in a ragu.
Like an Alfredo or something?
Yeah, like, that's like.
Oh, that is mostly butter, yeah, you're right.
It's mostly just, like, butter and, like, Parmesan cheese.
True. Yeah, this was just kind of like a slightly thicker version of their red sauce with cheese, I think some diced up tomatoes, maybe it was just the sauce was kind of chunky, and breaded chicken, like a chicken parm.
Yeah.
It was alright. I don't like the thin crust. Their crust is already pretty thin, and this was just like paper thin. It was like a flat Stanley pizza. And like,
second there, you found out it was just pizza cheese on top of some paper towels.
It was like I felt like I was in fucking, like Shadowrun or some fucking cyberpunk thing, because it was like a monofilament pizza.
So it's like you were in an episode of, Bubblegum Crisis.
Yes, exactly. Or an Aeon Flux. Yeah, it was very strange.
You love the Flux.
Oh, boy. And you know what? One, I use a program Flux on my computer, because I don't like, messing up my eyes. And two, I also love that scene in Aeon Flux where a fly lands on somebody's eyeball. I think that happens in Aeon Flux.
Yeah.
Yes, I never actually watched it, but I knew a guy in college who smoked a lot of weed and kept on showing me Aeon Flux music videos, like AMVs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was like slightly older than me, and he's like, hey, Alan, watch these videos.
Gotta check this shit out.
He told me to watch Serial Experiments Lane, which I finally did, and I'm like, oh, that was actually good. I should have listened to him. Maybe I should have listened to him about a lot of things. Probably not. Anyway, yeah, the pizza was okay. A real standout is their cinnamon rolls, which we also got. I kind of wish we got their dessert pizza, because then, you know, it's an actual pizza. But the cinnamon roll's pretty damn good. You know, I feel like it's very fucked up that the pizza's kind of the worst thing there. It's not awful, but the cheese bread and the cinnamon rolls were definitely the best things I had.
It's so. Like, so you can do okay... on a certain level. You know what I mean? Like, it's the second you add one layer of complication, like sauce and cheese? I don't know.
Oh, man. Like, I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, the dessert pizza, they do a pretty good job of, and that is essentially, like, it's like a kind of like a, you know, like, I don't know if the crust is, I think the crust is, like, cinnamony, and then they put some sort of, like, apple, basically kind of like applesauce, but, like, maybe a little bit thicker, and then they put some sort of, like, streusel and then, like, powdered sugar on top of it, and it's very good.
That's all the shit that you like, but, I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah, so they managed to do that, but then when it comes to, like, a pizza, it's a little bit, maybe it's just the quality and the ingredients isn't up there, but, I mean, you're paying $6, so, like, for a large pie, $6, like, I can't really complain too much. That's like not Domino's. That's like Little Caesars level price, but like honestly, probably about the same quality. So, not bad. Russ, what did you eat?
I was traveling this last week. I was both dying of a sickness and being shuttled from one place to the other via aeroplane. Probably
very much like the end of Midnight Cowboy.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
When I died at the end of this, and then
yeah, you died on the bus. And you were coughing and saying, I ain't going to no Bellevue.
I had to piss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I did have to pee on the plane, by the way.
Damn. What did you do? Did you use the bathroom on the plane?
I did use the bathroom on the plane.
How was that?
It was terrible. I got stuck again.
That's what I was worried about. That is the one place where you could, where if you get stuck on earthbound toilets, toilets...
it would be so much better if they just released those Mother 3 toilets in the West.
I know, right?
Things would work for me a lot better.
Yes. But, I mean, you get stuck on these terraria toilets.
I like the Minecraft toilets better, but it's cool, Alan.
Yeah, anyway. But, so an airplane toilet has an actual...
The Minecraft toilets, they have sharp edges and they hurt my ass to no end, but baby, I gotta get the...
You need the extra volume.
I'm not mining diamonds, I'm plopping diamonds. It's true.
You know what's the fucked up thing, though, is you've really gotta watch out for Hero Brian. Sometimes he'll sometimes he'll
I'm knocking on the door, you know I'm knocking on the door, like, is anybody in there? I open it up, fucking Hero Brian's there.
Oh, he's just staring at you.
I'm just like, God damn it.
You go use the urinal and he just goes and like and takes the urinal right next to you. It's like, come on, there's like a
right before
like a
I'm
space.
About to right about before I'm gonna piss, he steals the little pig block. I'm like, here up Ryan, you motherfucker.
God damn it. And then you go in there, you use a urinal, there's like all these extra free urinals, Hero Brian gets on the left of you, and then an Enderman gets on the right.
Yeah. Can I tell you something fucked up, Alan?
Yeah, what's up?
I was looking for at CC's Pizzas to see where the closest one is to me.
Yes, yes, yes.
The guess where North Carolina ranks on the amount of, like, who has the highest amount of CC's Pizzas?
Maybe, like, third?
Yes, exactly, third. Who beats it?
Probably Minnesota or something.
No, it's the two most fucked up states.
Ooh, like Missouri or something?
No. Like, states where people are insane.
You're gonna have to be more specific. That's most states.
The states that are close to the Gulf of Mexico and people go insane at.
Oh, Arizona? Like,
No.
Florida?
Florida
no.
And Texas. Florida and Texas.
That's true. That is true. Those are two, I forgot about Florida. I kind of forget it exists sometimes.
you don't forget about it. It's kind of like a boogeyman who sleeps under your bed.
It's kind of like how after Majin Buu destroyed the Earth, they wished to remove everybody's memories of his horrible genocide. And that's like me with Florida, essentially, as I wished for, I had Shenron delete my memories of Florida. Because I don't want to think about that skunk ape.
You are terrified of the skunk ape.
I hate it. And it's just awful because my podcast host is the closest thing we have to shaved skunk ape.
You met me like in a room and you're like, oh, oh.
Yeah. Ugh, the horrible thing is that the one time I did catch a whiff of this skunk ape, he smelled exactly like foam. Phloem. Just exactly like phloem. Man. Yeah. So you got stuck on the airplane toilet and you got sucked out via the vacuum, and your butt was hanging out of the plane, and they used it as landing equipment.
Yes. And then, people, you know, this is when it people commonly attribute the Skunk Ape's major power to be flight, which it is not.
That is true. And I think he's kind of like the gremlin from that one episode of Twilight Zone, and they can kind of like jump and fly off the wing. Mm-hmm. But no, he just kind of looks like that, though. I did hear that people on the plane did think your distended butt sticking out of the plane was the emergency flotation device, like the big like the big inflatable ramp that deploys.
Which is weird, because we were nowhere near the ocean. This is in the middle of the country.
True.
So I don't know why they were so obsessed about it, but...
Well, I mean, what else are they going to think when they see this big orange, like, thing? It was orange at this point.
It's not orange. It may... Okay.
You were eating Doritos beforehand, and then you were trying to grab your butt and pull it out of there, so you kind of got dust all over it.
Yeah, I was eating Doritos out of sleeping bag.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens. It happens to all of us.
Yes. Where do you eat, Gus? Where'd you eat pizza at?
I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico for a short bit. I went to a pizza place called Upper Crust Pizza that was a couple blocks from my...
Fancy pizza, huh? Upper Crust.
No, it was... this is the thing I wanted to bring up. It's really not a pizza place. They seem like nice people there, but it was not very good.
Wait, it's not a pizza place. You said it's called Upper Crust Pizza.
Yeah, it was straight up a pizza place.
Oh, you said it was not a pizza. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I'm saying
it was not a good pizza place.
It was not a good pizza place. It sound like it was a pizza restaurant. This is pizza ass place. Like, you go there and they'll provide you pizza, but you're not going to be happy about it.
A place with two guys and a girl, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
There were only guys there, though.
Yes. Maybe that's the reason why it was no good. What kind of pizza did you get?
It was a supreme pizza. It was a combo. It was your green peppers.
Is this the famous combo slice?
Yeah. Not Kimbo slice. Combo slice.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. I miss Kimbo slice.
Remember when he was in that Drake and Josh movie?
He was?
Yeah, the Drake and Josh Save Christmas.
You know, when I was on my vacation, I did briefly watch 5 minutes of the Drake Bell Fairly Odd Parents movie.
God, we need to sit down and watch all of that sometime.
It was not good. It was very scary.
Oh, it's...
Watching a real person pretend to be Mr. Crocker, it makes you...
It's horrific.
Hey, it makes you think, like, there's something wrong with this guy. He needs help.
He's acting like the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I know how things ended with that guy. Ugh. God damn, I fucking hate that movie. And I hate fucking seeing Drake's tiny little fairy body. God, I hate it so much.
Who would you rather get lunch with?
Oh boy.
The Drake fairy, the fairy Drake, or
Timmy Drake fairy.
Or Drake mid sprite transformation.
Definitely Drake mid-sprite transformation, because I know he's hiding his child inside that hollow head.
It's true.
Adonis, get out of there, help.
Anyway, I got Upper Crust Pizza, and I was just wondering, Alan, like, do you think the quintessential, like, bad but not horrible pizza is, like, it had the fucking graham cracker crust, that's what I call it when it's, like, crackly on the bottom, but it's not like crunchy or
it's like the California Pizza Kitchen kind of crust that you get with a thin crust California Pizza Kitchen pizza.
Was not good, and all the toppings were like frozen, you could tell ahead of time, but it wasn't horrible.
Did the cheese have that plasticky kind of feel?
It was hockey rink pizza, but not that much of it.
I feel like, see, the hockey rink pizza I've ever had, which, to be fair, was like bowling alley pizza or like skate rink pizza, like roller skating pizza. That pizza was actually okay, but maybe it was because I was a kid, but I don't know. It seemed
all right. Well, there's, like all kinds of pizza, there's good pizza and there's bad pizza.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that pizza specifically just had that, like, you know, good hockey rink pizza. It's like basically a cheese pie. You're eating like melted mozzarella cheese.
It's kind of like thicker crust, kind of.
Yeah. And then bad is, and it's been sitting under a heat lamp, but it's only blossomed into a beautiful flower of pizza. And then versus like bad hockey rink pizza where it feels like it's been in an oven, like a low heat up.
I think, remember how I've talked about Hunt's Pizza, the gas station pizza?
Yes.
I think it is exactly that kind of same pizza as hockey rink pizza. It's very much like concession stand kind of pizza that it's been sitting under a hot lamp. You can get it fresh made to order, and when you do, it's fantastic. But even when it sits under a hot lamp, it doesn't get worse. And yeah. it just somehow magically holds up.
Yeah.
And I think that is, like, if you ever see a Hunt's Brothers pizza, please go in there. And if you can, get the fresh pie from them. Get, like, a Supreme or something.
I want to say it's the quality of the cheese that protects it.
True. I think that, and with Hunt's Brothers, it's a lot of it's the crust, because they have that perfect kind of thick, chewy crust. It's a little bit kind of, I mean, the outer crust is kind of thick and chewy, but the inner crust isn't like graham crackery. It still has some sort of substance and chewiness to it, even though it's a little bit thinner. But it still holds up under the weight of all the toppings if you were to get a Supreme. And the sauce is always on point, too. I feel like the sauce is a lot of times the thing that'll fuck you up. Because the cheese, you know, that can vary depending on how hot or cold the pizza is. I mean, it has to be not plastic, but, like, that sauce is make or break. So, I don't know. That I think that is the perfect hockey rink pizza. That's the best way to frame it, I think.
Well, upper crust pizza, you were not that way at all.
Yep, sorry. Sounds like you are in the fucking mantle or the core of the earth and not the upper crust. You're down there with, like, Brendan Fraser in Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I forgot about that movie.
Remember when he was jumping on those magnetic rocks?
Who directed that? It was somebody weird.
Wasn't it tied into the Mysterious Island canon?
It might have been.
Because there's the kid from Mysterious Island, except Brendan Fraser wasn't there, so he just hung out with The Rock. And it seemed like... And then they ended the Mysterious Island with, like, something about Journey to the Moon, basically.
Right.
And it seemed like they were going to do, like, a trilogy, like the Rock universe kind of thing, or Verniverse. Jules Verniverse.
Fun fact, director of Journey to the Center of the Earth, 2008, same director as Yogi Bear, 2010. A movie that is almost 10 years old, and we're dying.
Yep, we are dying.
It's not good. I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. It's very bad. You know what? Here's the thing that's stirring up some controversy. I believe we talked about this maybe a year ago, but the United States Pizza Museum has opened in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Yes. So it's a museum. It's a project by Kendall Bruns. Had a short run in a small space 3 years ago. Oh, God, that was that long ago.
Oh, no.
We've been doing this podcast for this December. It will have been 4 years.
Jesus Christ.
What has happened to our life?
It's only gone worse.
Yes. So he plans to have pizza parties and mobile pizzerias that will park near the pizza museum. Although that will be difficult in Chicago, given the absence of that particular food, argue fans of pizza styles, including New York, Neapolitan, Sicilian, and even Little Caesars. So people, of course, I've never had a deep dish pizza, a traditional Chicago deep dish, I should say. I've had deep dish pizza, like frozen and from restaurants and stuff like that, but not like a Chicago pizza where the sauce is on top and it looks, you know, it looks like a big blob. Have you ever had one of those?
I've had more Detroit-style pizza than I ever have.
Yes.
Chicago-style pizza is the crazy part about it to me.
Well, yeah, I've had Detroit-style as well. Could you count Little Caesars as having some Detroit-style pizza?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like the fast food equivalent, but that's okay. Like, is there a Chicago fast food equivalent? Not really.
True.
But yeah, I think a couple of pizza places around here that serve Detroit-style. But people are afraid to take that Chicago style because it might enrage people.
Oh, yeah, I think it's kind of like, if they see the red of that sauce on top, they just go crazy. I don't know. I kind of like a thicker crust sometimes, if you can pull it off. But this seems like a comical, some of these pictures at least, and maybe they taste good. I don't know. And this seems like a pizza that would be good to eat with a fork and knife, like Jeff Gerstmann style. Mm-hmm. But like... I don't know. I feel like it's very easy to fuck up a deep dish.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, I've got another interesting pizza location here, Russ. Customers used to come for a loan. Now they come for pizza. A downward trend in banking is opening up real estate opportunities as investors convert former branches to other uses, including churches, pharmacies, and pizza parlors. There's a Ron's Hamburgers and Chili is flourishing in its Magnolia, Texas location, which used to be a bank. It still has the drive-thru, although it's kind of bricked up. There is a vault in the back, and I'm looking at somebody cooking pizza in front of what appears to be... Oh, wait, here's a different place. Pizza Vault. This is the one I was thinking of. Pizza Vault. There's an old vault in the back, and they use part of it as, like, a freezer, and it's just, like, you can eat pizza inside this old bank vault, this old bank place, basically. It's pretty cool. I kind of want to get oh, this is in Williamsburg. Oh, this is the 140-year-old former Williamsburg Savings Bank in Brooklyn. Of course, this would be in Brooklyn. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to go hang out inside of, you know, I kind of wish they would have, like, a special seat, like you pay $20 extra, and they lock you in the vault and let you eat pizza there.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That'd be really cool.
Alan, I'm against big banking.
Yes.
But I've got nothing against big pizzas.
You keep telling me about the people that run the banks and then winking at me, and I don't know what you mean by that exactly.
Yeah, I don't really know what banking is. It's a thing you put your money into.
The only thing is you've seen the Harry Potter movies, and you hate those little gremlins that run the bank. the little goblins.
Nothing weird or offensive about that in any way, by the way.
No, they're totally fine. I don't see any issues with them. And you know what's going to be cool? J.K. Rowling's going to be like, the goblins that ran the bank were all gay, actually. That's what she's going to do. She's like, it wasn't anti-Semitic. They were all gay, actually.
It's true. Yes. They were all little gay.
the little awful, goblins. I mean, they were goblins with big noses, and they ran the bank. And were just horrible little monster men.
Yeah,
but they weren't racist.
But Hagrid liked them, and they liked Hagrid.
It's true. Hagrid had a goblin friend, so it was okay.
It's cool.
It's cool. I do kind of want to go to this pizza vault place and do like a Persona 5-esque heist on this.
Right.
Yes. Do you want to get a team together, Russ, and try to take down this vault? This
pizza vault? I can be the demo man. I think I can do explosives.
Yeah, you can just strap them to yourself. Yeah.
yeah.
That'd be good. Then I had to split it with one less person. I mean, I've got the.
I crave death.
It's true. I'm also obviously going to be like the tech person, because I've got all the Razer parts built into me, so I can hack their computer systems and shut off the cameras. And then we just need a driver, I think. We need Baby Driver. So maybe one of the Rugrats?
If any of you out there in Twitter land, if you want a free copy of Sonic...
If you want a free copy of Sonic Mania, either get your mom to listen to this podcast or help us rob Pizza Vault and steal the pizza out of the vault.
Just write a review of our show on iTunes and go like, Hey,
I am a getaway driver.
Hello. I am a driveaway man or woman. Driveaway woman.
Or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever.
I'm Ryan Gosling from Drive.
If you're Ryan Gosling, please.
Please. I mean, we would rather have... Listen, if you're him or Baby Driver, neither one of these guys is going to talk very much.
Bring your hot computer wife with you, by the way.
Please, Ryan Gosling. You know what?
Then project it over me so me and Ellie can record in the same room again.
Yeah, so that way I can stand to look at Russ and he doesn't have to... and I don't have to use my anti-skunk ape spray.
Which is, honestly, it's just off mixed with...
Axe deodorant.
Really? I thought that was a detergent soap.
It's the Axe detergent soap. Have you ever wanted all of your clothes to smell like Axe? Well, I've got the detergent soap for you.
Yeah.
That's how the commercial goes.
Wiping down dishes with Axe.
I love
I'm dying of poison, but my tea count has risen 4 levels.
You know, my dad watches this channel that's like all about like rebuilding classic cars and stuff like that. You know, classic dad shit. And the commercials on that channel are so fucking good because there's one on there that's like the T counts of our generation is less than our father's, and the next generation's even lower than ours. Before we have a full on masculinity crisis, we need to get those numbers up. Take the supplement.
Yeah.
And it's just like they're selling like Alex Jones pills over the air to these poor old men that are just watching somebody like rebuild like a 52 Chevy or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I want to share a quick tidbit to everybody here.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can buy NOS in a can.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
At the local grocery store. But you can also buy it in bulk and drink it like I do.
Oh, you know what? I wish they had it in like a two liter bottle.
Like the shit that you put in your car, you can drink that, and it's about $2,000 for a gallon. Mm-hmm, I drink that shit, and I'm dying. I think I got poisoned.
You know what's very weird is that's nitrous oxide, aka laughing gas, and it's a gas. So you're kind of huffing it, kind of like Dennis Hopper style.
Yeah, exactly.
Like very Blue Velvet. Yeah. But instead of you do usually say that baby wants to fuck, but yeah. I mean that's
baby
not really any different
wants
whether you're
to
on.
Fuck.
Whether you're on or off the gas.
I was writing fanfic about my favorite movie, Baby Driver.
Yes, Baby Wants to Fuck.
Baby Driver Wants to Fuck.
Also, Baby the Last Dinosaur. wasn't that the name of the movie?
Also, I'm the baby, gotta love me.
You know what? Russ, if we had a Birthday Boys-esque like comedy skit show, like Mr. Show-esque thing, that would just be the thing. It would be a shot-for-shot reenactment of that scene from Blue Velvet, except it would just culminate in him saying, "I'm the baby, gotta love me."
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Not the mama.
You're not the mama.
God.
Anyway, Alan, what's this next pizza story?
Yes, I've got a hungry bear surprised customers on a restaurant's patio, then ate their pizza. Ooh, this is really close to me. Howard Steakhouse in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. A black bear appeared out of the trees and climbed out a tree from the creek below and started casing the joint. You got a little picture of this guy. He's like a cub, but he's pretty round. He's like a big spherical bear. And then I've got a picture here of him just kind of like leaning over the balcony and just like eating pizza off somebody's table. Let's see here. We have Carolyn Ball, who's took some pictures. She said that she let the cub finish the pizza because she understandably didn't want to, you know, interrupt it. And then she shooed it away with a chair. It was closed for a couple of days so the bear could be trapped and released elsewhere by authorities. I let it finish the pizza because I didn't want to mess with the bear when it's eating. I don't want to be attacked or eaten myself. At that point, it was already on the table eating the pizza, so I just let it finish it and run off. So I'm looking at this bear.
This is a weak woman.
This is you know what? You didn't deserve to have that pizza.
You didn't deserve it. If you're not willing to fight for it, then you don't deserve it.
It's true. It's true. You know, I'm always being tested by, like, I feel like it's kind of like in a fantasy story, whenever there's a stranger on the road and it turns out to be like a wizard or something. It's like, I am always being tested by these bears and woodland critters that are trying to take my pizza. And it usually turns out to be some sort of like a test from an angel or a warlock or something.
Got a bite.
Yes.
Got a bite.
Oh yeah. I'm getting these woodsmen. that's the horrible thing. That's the thing about that was awful when I was trying to bring that CC pizza home. Is I was just getting surrounded by all these black-faced woodsmen that came from space.
I was like, this is offensive, but now they're killing
offensive.
Me.
I mean, I know it is. I am driving around the site of the Trinity bomb test in 1942 or whatever the fuck, whenever they set that off. But anyway, well, so it goes. Russ.
Drink from the well.
Anyway. Yes. Yeah. This is the sauce. This is the well.
Hey, Alan, should we go into Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tunes, our coolest segment?
Yes, because we have, oh boy, do we have news.
God, we got so much news.
The voice of Sonic in the Sonic movie has been announced, and it's
Mike
Schwa.
Mitchell the Spoon Man. What?
Mike, oh, wait, no, he's Big the Cat.
Are you telling me that people I listened to when I was 15 are now in the Sonic movie?
Yes.
It's Ben Schwartz, by the way. That's the...
It's Benny Schwa, the elegant Mr. S, a.k.a. the voice of BB-8. He's Sonic now. This is going to be very fucked up.
It's true.
Yes. Do you think he's going to be on the Solo Bolo Comedy Bang Bang in character as Sonic?
I'm praying.
God. Let's see, I've got a tweet here. I love 90s blue iconic characters. I'm beyond excited about this movie. It's going to be amazing. I have been training by running, wagging my finger, and impatiently tapping my foot. Gotta go fast.
God.
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
To be fair, somebody points out on Sonic Stadium, he did play the voice of Dewey Duck in DuckTales, and Leonardo and Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, both of those are also blue characters. They mm-hmm. wear blue shirts or a blue, you know, bandana thing. So,
would it be offensive if he played Skeeter, is the question.
Ooh, you know what's fucked up? Is he would kind of be a perfect Skeeter, too.
Yeah, Hulk Honk.
Yes. I mean, he is basically a Skeeter. That's the thing. I really hope that doesn't mean Aziz is Doug.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh boy.
Sorry.
God damn it, Aziz.
I mean, if you could imagine the modern day gritty Doug reboot.
He would basically.
It would just
be
Masters of None.
Yeah, it is just Masters of None, and Doug definitely gets Me Too'd at the end.
Oh man.
Like 100%.
100%. Doug's like, oh man, I can't. These Tinder dates don't have real passion behind them.
I didn't understand. There's mixed messages, man. God damn it, Doug.
Hey, funny, did you slide into my DMs?
God damn it. Oh boy. We need a reboot of Doug. They're rebooting Rugrats. We need to reboot Doug so Doug can, like, use fucking Bumble.
I posted Doug's profile to Grindr. But
we know Doug's only ever using Bumble.
he bumbles around most of the time.
Well, that's why he thought it was like, oh, finally, a dating site for guys like me.
Now that Judy's like a beatnik, what would she be now?
She would be C-Punk.
Fuck.
I think. No, she'd be like a K-pop, like Luna Stan, I think.
It's true.
I think that's it. I think that might be it. I don't think anybody's C-Punk anymore. I think that was a thing, like, briefly in 2013. I think that's when we kind of reached, like, the critical mass of, like, subcultures. And ever since, it's just been, like, it's turned into, like, Voltron fans and, like, K-pop stans and stuff.
People,
I think she'd be...
The two cultures now are people who kill people, then people who threaten to kill people.
Yes. Yes. And, of course, we are the people that kill people.
We are murderers, me and Alan.
Yes, yes. Mainly because we did kill a man named Eggman, because we thought he was the Eggman, Dr. Yeah. Robotnik. But it turned out it was just a very fat man.
We also loaded a bunch of swordfish feed into a man's bum so that he would get speared by a swordfish. This is ancient Hogcast lore for all the fans
out there. Well, that was the Froobs guy, of course.
It was Froobsman.
Yes,
he is still dead, and he will never return. We didn't really have much to do with the murder of DOS Ratchet Boys, right?
No, they just died. I mean, we were happy about it, but
I feel like we were the ones who put the negative vibes to the universe to have them killed.
I mean, I did definitely pray and do some Santeria rituals, and like and make some deals with like voodoo practitioners and. Basically, any religion I could find, I tried to put a curse on them.
I bought a rosary and some candles, St. Mary Castle candles, St. Mary
yes,
Castles.
Yes, because of course, Catholicism, the one religion known for curses.
I thought it would work. It's been a curse.
I mean, hey, you know what, Russ? I tried everything. You know, you tried a couple of them too. Mainly Scientology and Catholicism were the two you tried, but you know what? One of them worked. Something worked, Russ.
You know what? And then I wound up being a priest, and that's why I never have sex.
Yeah. You told me that you were auditioning for the Young Pope, but I guess that never turned out. And then you just never really.
Well, I had competing like roles I was going for. I was trying to play some Hollywood politics. I was going for Young Skunk Ape.
Okay.
Which, oh god, I lost that.
Well, and then they kind of retooled that show, and then it became Barry.
That movie, they shortened it, turned into a movie. It was going to be a TV movie, and then they just made it a normal movie, and that's gaudy.
Yep, that's gaudy.
That's gaudy.
Hey, to gain respect, you gotta win over the five boroughs of the swamp.
Anyway.
Oh boy. Anyway, the Sonic Amateur Games Expo 2018, they released a trailer. This is happening August 18th. It's an online-only, it's like an online event, like they're Twitch streaming it or whatever. And I don't know if you've seen this video, Russ, but there are some interesting Sonic games here. We've got everything from some, like, 3D-style Sonic games, kind of fan games, a lot of kind of, like, Sonic Mania-style Sonic 2D kind of games. There's a Sonic like rhythm game in here that looks cool, kind of like Guitar Hero style. Like you hit buttons to make him jump and, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff in here. There's a lot of Sonic likes where kind of like Freedom Planet or whatever the fuck. You know, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of these things, and it looks pretty good. I'm really interested in this. I think we should definitely watch the Sonic Amateurs Games Expo. You can find further details on this over at sonicretro.org. But yeah, it looks really interesting. And this is probably where the next, like, Tyson Hesse is going to be. Or not. Yeah, he's the guy, right?
No, that's the guy.
No, I'm thinking of who's the guy?
Jesse Whitehead?
Yeah, Whitehead guy. I always forget his name because that's a name for a pimple and it's gross. But he's a very good guy.
Christian Whitehead, excuse me.
Christian Whitehead, yes.
Jesse Whitehead is my friend who appeared on Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh boy, did he change his name afterwards, or after he got his pimple popped? Is he still Whitehead?
Now he's just he's just white.
Oh whoa, do you think that's what happened to Walter White from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper.
He got pimple popped.
He got sent to the electric pimple popper.
You know, that was really weird because he was like, "I've got to sell meth to make money for my family. I've got pimples," and it's like, you know, that's not terminal. You can just get them popped. And he's like, "No, I've got to sell meth."
He was into it. Come on.
Yes, one of these games that has Nozomi from Love Live flying around with her hair like Tails does with his. With his tail, so that looks cool. And also, one of these is like a 2D version of Crash Team Racing. What the fuck is Mario doing in here, though? They got a Mario in here. What the fuck? Is this allowed? This actually looks better than a normal Mario game because he's doing like wall jumps and shit, though. So I'm okay with that, I guess. Anyway, yeah. So that, keep an eye out for that on the 18th. And then one more thing in terms of news, we've got a new Team Sonic Racing video showing off the team racing mechanics. They're really going all in on like collaborating with your team here. You can do things like, you know, I don't know how they're scoring it, but it's like your team, like their total finishing, like the positions of all your team wind up factoring in. I don't know if you can switch between members if you're playing by yourself or
right,
what.
Right.
But it's like you can like draft behind your teammates, or you can like drive by them and give them like a fucking high five or something to make them go faster. And you can like
fist bump, as made
fist
famous.
Bump. Wasn't it like forces. Bro Fist or whatever the fuck was the name of that song?
It was fist bump.
Bro Hoof.
Bro Hoof. Yeah, Bro Hoof.
The graphics in this game look good. This looks like better than Mario Kart 8, I'll say.
Yeah.
It looks nice. You can also transfer your item boxes to people. You can send and receive wisps, which is what I call when I DM somebody a picture of me blowing a big vape cloud, sending a wisp. Yeah, so you can do that. And then there's like an ultimate or something like that. There's like a fucking ultimate bar. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of shit happening in this. It looks good. Better than Mario Kart. That's all I'm going to say. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Steam. We got to get on Steam, I guess, Russ.
I guess we got to... I'm going to get steamed when I get play this because I'm going to get like, I got to be the best.
You're going to get steamed and you're going to get creamed because I'm going to beat you.
I thought it was just because you're going to play the cream the rabbit.
Well, that too. That's what I call it whenever I beat you is creamed. I say, you got creamed.
Because you always play in cream in every game we play, which is weird because all we have play is Project M.
Yes. And Metroid Other M. And I use the mod to put her in there.
Which is weird, because that is not a multiplayer game, but...
No, but I make you watch me play it.
And every time, I just feel bad for you.
I mean, it's not a fun game. It's punishment for the both of us. You have to watch me play it, and I have to play it.
But you love it. You love punishment.
I mean, that's true. Ross, you know what I also love? Tudes. And I've got a hell of a tude this week.
God, drop it on me.
I've got Axel the Water Buffalo. Tell me what this guy looks like.
I know Larry the Cucumber sang about water buffaloes.
Who boy.
What?
Do you think he looks like Larry the Cucumber?
Maybe. No. You know, he looks like a water buffalo,
have we ever said Okay, has anybody ever done the be careful who you make fun of in middle school, but then it's Larry the Cucumber and Pickle Rick?
Yeah, I think we've made that joke before. Not in that context, but we do talk about a lot.
I've got to do that a lot. We talk a lot about VeggieTales and Pickle Rick, so I think it's probably been
I watch a implied. Lot of VeggieTales as a kid.
Oh, boy. So what do you think Axel the Water Buffalo looks like? You think it looks like Axl Rose, or I don't know. Give me something, Russ.
I don't know. I don't even know if this is a fan character or a comic character.
This is a real character from the Archie comics. He looks is...
Like, he should I just... Like a,
click
okay,
the link.
I'm looking.
He's got like a purpley pink kind of like body armor, brown fur, big gray horns, these big like wrist gauntlets wrapped in chains. And basically he's part cyber. He's been cyberized and he has like a, he has chains like that he can like shoot out like Roadhog basically, or
Jesus.
Like a, or maybe like a fucking, oh God, isn't there one of the, what's the race that the Pinhead from the Hellraiser Cenobites? He's there's one of those that I think has chains that they can shoot out. He's a lot like one of them. Roughly the same height as Dr. Eggman. He is the leader of Egg Army's Africa unit from Africa, which I think is how they say Africa in South Africa because they have a weird accent there. And they're weird, like, you know, pseudo Dutch kind of stuff. But that's Africa. And it was after the Super Genesis wave, he was the first character that we saw. How fucked up is that? He's the first character to be introduced on Mobius Prime following the Worlds Collide special event, who didn't appear in the previous continuity. He's the first new character.
What the fuck is this?
Yes. He replaced Grandmaster Diesel, who also had chain-wrapped gauntlets. And Grandmaster Diesel was a Mobian bear, and the Grandmaster of the Africa chapter of Eggman Empire's Dark Egg Legion. So they replaced
That sounds weirdly offensive in some way.
Yeah, I feel like the Dark Egg Legion, the Africa Egg Army, sounds pretty bad.
It's some Heart of Darkness shit, I'm not gonna lie.
Basically. God, I would love to just sail up a river and muse about the nature of morality before killing this motherfucker.
Killing Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yes. It's very much apocalypse now. Yeah, anyway, Eggman, Orbot, and Cubot met him when they were wandering around in the desert. But yeah, he looks rude, and he's basically Roadhog, so he's a bad guy. He's also, according to Aaliyah Baker, 30 years old.
Jesus.
Yes. Is he maybe one of the older Sonic characters? Hard to say.
I don't know how old Eggman is, but...
Like 50.
Jesus.
Actually, you know what? Let me look that up. I don't know what his current age is.
Maybe he's ageless.
Unknown.
After the Dr. Ivo Kintobor thing.
Unknown. It's unknown. I don't know how old he is. I also don't know if, after they rebooted everything, if it was the Kintobor shit or what the deal is now. But anyway, yeah. We don't know how old he is. He also, I'm looking here, lost much of his former territory. Apparently before the Genesis wave, he controlled 99.9% of the planet. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Was this like Dark Universe? Is this fucking Eggman Black?
Dark Universe? Like Robin Williams? Not Robin Williams. Who am I thinking?
You mean the Dark Universe with Tom Cruise, the Mummy, Aaron
Robin
Eckhart,
Williams,
Frankenstein?
Robin Williams, the Mummy would have been pretty good.
Oh, Robin Williams, the Mummy. Hey, Aladdin, it's me. Oh, boy. You know, Robin Williams kind of talks like Alf does.
It's true.
If you think about it, he kind of looks like Alf. He kind of looked like Alf with all that hair. Think about it. It's really sad like that Coco the Gorilla was in love with him. Remember that happened too? Anyway, we should get really into Coco the Gorilla, just like people were like into Harambe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We should bring that back. We stand a woke gorilla. That's the new thing, is gorilla fandom. Or maybe there's another smart animal we can become a fan of before it dies.
Any cool dolphins out there? Hit us
up. Oh boy. There was the guy that kind of vaguely inspired Echo the Dolphin, that weird guy who had a lab house in the, you know this guy, right?
No.
It was let me look up the guy's name. There was this guy in like the 70s who was friends with Dennis Leary. I'm pretty sure he's friends with Dennis Leary. He had like a, John C. Lilly. Yes. He had a bunch of,
John Cena Lilly.
Yes. John Cena Lilly. He researched like isolation tanks, psychedelic drugs, like it was very like altered states kind of double like bullshit. And he had like a house in like the Caribbean where like the bottom floor was like all water basically, and dolphins would live in there, and he would just have all of these beautiful women to come there, and they're like, hey, if the dolphin has sex with you, you know, men and women living in the same building, and he basically fucked dolphins in this house. So that was the thing. He was just this weird old man. He looks exactly like the old kind of pervert you would expect he would be. And he was just locking himself in sensory deprivation tanks and like taking LSD and like fucking dolphins. And he was the inspiration for Echo the Dolphin, weirdly enough.
Wow.
It's very strange. Because he had the Echo, the Earth Coincidence Control Office, was in 1974, his research using various psychoactive drugs led him to believe in the existence of a certain hierarchical group of cosmic entities, which he called the Earth Coincidental Control Office. He said, there exists a cosmic coincident control center, CCCC, with a galactic substation called the Galactic Coincidence Control. Basically, he thought that, like, Jacko the fucking Galactic Patrolman was real or something, because he took so much acid. And it was brought up in Serial Experiments Lane at some point, too.
Jesus.
Yeah, because he thought that he had some sort of weird belief that, like dolphins and their network of sonar, humans will, there will be, like, Wi-Fi will connect all of human consciousness, and that's what Lane is about. Like, and I guess that's what Echo the Dolphin was about, too. So fucked up. Really weird, this guy who fucked dolphins and did a bunch of drugs. Huh?
Okay, Alan, before we get deeper into fucking dolphins.
Yes.
Should we answer our one fan question this week?
Yes, we should.
Friend of the show and Twitter wunderkind, at Woketeen, friend of the show.
Oh, hey Noah.
How do I convince my mom that Papa John's pizza sucks?
Ooh boy, I saw this tweet the other day. Noah's mom got Papa John's, even though they live close to a Domino's apparently. I don't know if there's anything you can do to...
Just convince her to order the wrong shit at any place, and it'll be even worse.
Yeah, can you, like, convince her to, like, order, like, the nun pizza with left beef or something?
Yeah.
Like, at Papa John's? Or yeah. Can you get Papa John to meet you guys there and just, like, and he'll just be screaming, like, his spew of slurs and, like, in drunken ramblings?
Ask Papa John's to come to your house and make a Papa pizza.
Yes. His personal Papa pizza.
Yeah, in your house. And you're going to eat it and be like, this horrible man, he didn't wash his hands the entire time.
Ugh, he's just greasy and his makeup came off on the pizza.
Somehow a cockroach got on the pizza and he just smashed it onto the pizza.
It came up from under one of his fingernails.
Yeah.
He looks like the Roach Man from Men in Black.
He keeps asking us for sugar water. I don't want to eat this food anymore.
Yes, it's bad. He looks like Vincent D'Onofrio, but greasier.
Papa DeMurphio.
Papa DeMurphio. Wait, Papa Murphy's?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about Papa Murphy's.
I mean, when am I not?
I'm sorry. My brain is in other places today. I've made so many...
Quick thing. John C. Lilly studied under notable scientists such as Robert Andrews Millikan and Paul Dirac. Those are two really famous physicists. He studied physics just like me. I always knew that I was on a dark path, but I guess now I have to get into psychedelic drugs and dolphins. Damn. I never knew that playing fucking Echo the Dolphin as a kid would have set me on this path of darkness.
It's where you are now. I'm sorry.
It's true. Oh, well, I think it inspired like a Kurt Vonnegut book as well. No, Arthur C. Clarke. Dolphin Island, the story of people of the sea. That's what it was. Jeez. Oh, man. What a fucking world. We need to, I think there's an episode of The Dollop about that or something. Go listen to that instead. But Jesus Christ. Ugh. Anyway, besides John C. Lilly, you got anything you want to plug?
No, I'm good. Hogcast on Twitter. Piss Goblin on Twitter.
Hogcast SD on Twitter. You can find us also at hogcast.com, dougsecondmovie.com. By the way, is Doug still standing in the corner daydreaming?
He still is. He's still there.
Darkly dreaming Doug. Remember, like, the Dexter books?
Yes.
Boy. Yeah, you can find me at Action Allen on Twitter. We've got the Amazon affiliate link. I don't know if anybody uses that. We got $60 for using it over, like, 2 years one time.
Yeah, we ruled.
Mainly just because I spend thousands of dollars on Razer products on Amazon. And I use that link each time, so I finally got $60 back. But, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I guess until next time. Live and learn.
Live and learn.